Toda mi vida ha sido fiel.
Amen.
Amén.
Hallelujah. This one sounds better.
Esto suena un poquito
mejor. And all my life he's been so, so good.
Y él, toda mi vida ha sido fiel.
And I know I can feel his goodness following after
y yo
me.
Sé que yo puedo sentir
can you feel
su fidelidad
it? No matter what you're going through,
no importando lo que
no
está
matter
pasando,
what circumstance you're in,
no importando la circunstancia,
he is faithful.
Dios sigue siendo fiel.
Beyond measure.
Fuera
incomparable.
De control de todo.
Hallelujah. Amen. What a powerful, special day this is.
Tan bonito un día tan poderoso que estamos sintiendo hoy.
And we've got a lot to do.
Y tenemos mucho que hacer hoy.
We got a lot of ground to cover.
Y mucho terreno para cubrir.
So maybe at this time we'll just get some of the ordinary stuff out of the way. If the usher, let me have the ushers come down. Come down, let's receive our morning offering.
Si los mujeres pueden
Hallelujah.
Subir. Para colectar la ofrenda esta mañana.
Thank you, Lord. God is so good.
Dios es tan bueno.
You know, we've been building up to this day.
Hemos estado
looking forward
este punto,
to it.
Mirando hasta este punto,
anticipating it.
Con anticipación.
Waiting upon God to see what He's going to do.
Esperando en Dios para ver lo que Dios va a hacer.
We serve such an awesome God.
Servimos un Dios tan bueno.
Thank you, Lord.
Te damos las gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Te damos las gracias.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this offering we're about to receive.
Te damos las gracias por esta ofrenda que vamos a colectar.
Father, and I pray that you would enable us to pour it back into your kingdom.
Pido, Señor, que tú me puedes traer la
that this place would be full, so full that we'd have to expand.
Que esta casa puede ser
with
tan
new
llena,
souls.
Que tenemos que,
souls
expandir.
That you're drawing in.
Con nuevas almas, Señor.
That your goodness is running after.
Y que tu fidelidad puede
Father, as we receive this, Lord, multiply it. May your anointing, may your blessing
multiplica
be
esta
upon
ofrenda.
It. And Father, we will never stop giving you
nunca vamos
all
parar.
The honor, all the glory, all the praise, because you
gloria,
alone are worthy of it.
Porque tú solamente
In
eres
Jesus'
digno.
Name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Amen. While they're doing that, I just want to remind you of a very special up-and-coming event. This coming Thursday night, the 17th, out at Jones Beach in the band shell. Special, special night, worship on the water. A conglomeration of multiple churches coming together to praise God, to worship Him, to give Him honor. And I know that band shell will probably be filled with probably 80 to 90% of people who already believe in Him and love Him and have followed Him. But there'll be those walking up and down the promenade, walking up and down the boardwalk, and they won't be able to help but hear the music. They won't be able to help but hear the message as it comes forth. And I pray that that night will bear and bring forth much fruit and many souls into the kingdom, because that's what it's all about. If we're just meeting here to meet here and have a good old time together, then we're nothing more than a club. We're here to fill this place with new souls and more as we see the day approaching. Amen? I mean, how can you deny that we're not living in the end times, that we're living in the last days? The time is short. And we need to do is everything we possibly can, use every resource we possibly have to bring those souls into the kingdom. Amen? Amen. Well, like I said, we have a lot to do, but I just want to share a little bit from my heart. If I can ask that, maybe we just either tone it down or even stop it just for a few minutes. This is a special day. This is one of those days that's earmarked and will be earmarked and long remembered in the history of this church. Amen. We've been in the process of transition for probably, about 7 months now, since last December or so. And, you know, we've gone through transition and a lot of questions and very few answers and a lot of planning and preparing. Because, you know, what we're doing here is really breaking new ground. There's no formula. There was no process for us to follow. I don't know in all my years of any two churches coming together and forming something brand new. So there was nothing for us to, there was no plan in place for us to go by. So Jimmy, Pastor Jimmy and I would meet almost every day and plan and prepare, and we'd go through, we went through these 7 months with, like I said, a lot of questions, sometimes no answers, but we'd work them out, and God would intervene and God would show us what he wants us to do. And you know, being so busy in that process, I tell you the truth, I never really had the time to comprehend what was really going on. Very, very busy. But something happened the other day. I came in here on Friday like I come in here on every Friday morning, open up bright and early, like to be here before everybody else if I possibly can, and went about my business doing what I do on a Friday up in the office. And sooner or later, my secretary Sue came in, and she opened up her office, and before I knew it, Pastor Lennon came in, and then Pastor Jimmy came in, and we went about our business doing everything we needed to do that day, discussing what we needed to discuss. And before you know it, it was afternoon. I had finished everything I had to do, and I said, well, you know what, it's time to go home. And I got up from my desk, and I began walking towards the door. All of a sudden, it hit me. When I leave this office today, it'll be the last time I leave it as the pastor of this church. And I got to admit, I started to get emotional. And I'm going to try to hold it. Okay? But as I locked that door and closed it behind me and walked out into the hallway, I was just flooded with emotion. In fact, I don't know where Sue is. I walked over to her office and I just quickly said, you know, when I come in on Monday, I won't be the pastor anymore. And I immediately left because I knew what was going to happen. And I walked out and I went out into my car and I sat there for a few minutes just pondering and thinking.
Cuando salí de mi oficina, fui para mi carro pensando que esta iba a ser la última vez como pastor de esta iglesia.
And I pulled out and I started heading for home and I said, Lord, I need some distractions.
Y fui para donde rumbo a mi casa y le pedí al Señor, Señor, necesito distracciones.
So I said, you know what, I'm going to stop for gas. I stopped for gas. I even went through the car wash.
Me paré para
gasolina, and I'm going to head for home.
Y fui para lavar el carro.
So I'm driving home, and you want to laugh? I'm driving down Sunrise Highway. Here comes this brand spanking new Mercedes-Benz SUV, all hooped up and hopped up, and I can hear the engine revving. It's a courtesy car, and the young guy driving it is having a ball.
Y de repente,
and he's driving in and out of traffic and just running that thing up.
Y vino guiando nuevecito.
And don't you know, I pull up to a light.
Y llegamos a la luz.
And he pulls up right alongside me.
Al lado mío.
And I said, I know what he wants.
Y yo le dije, él sabía que, yo sabía lo que él quería.
And I says, you know what? I'm going to take this guy out with my Buick.
Y yo le dije que yo iba a ganar con el carro que yo tengo.
Light turns green.
La luz cambia al verde.
I slam that thing to the floor.
Y entonces,
and he went.
Aceleración. Y él siguió.
I could barely see his taillight.
Y yo casi no podía ver la luz del carro de él.
But I sat there, I driving there laughing.
Y yo riéndome en el carro.
And I said, thank you, Lord.
Y yo le dije, Señor,
the extra
gracias,
distraction
Señor.
You gave me.
Gracias
one.
Por la distracción que lo me diste.
And I continued heading home.
Y fui seguí.
I turned down my street, and as I approached my house, I see my wife standing at the foot of the driveway. What's she doing out there? So I pull up to the driveway, roll down my window, and what are you doing out here, baby girl? Still call her baby girl.
Nena linda, ¿qué tú estás haciendo afuera?
And I knew in an instant,
en ese momento yo supe,
Sue had either texted her or called her.
Que alguien le ha mandado un mensaje por texto o un llamado por teléfono.
So she jumps in the car and she says, "Come on, I'm taking you out for lunch."
Y ella se mete adentro del carro.
She knows how to make me happy.
Y me lleva para comer porque ella sabe cómo ponerme contento.
Take Pastor Pag out for lunch. Well, we went out, and the Lord was good. The Lord settled things down.
Y salimos, y Dios es bueno, y pudo calmar y tranquilizar la cosa.
And we went home. A little later on, I settled on the couch in my usual comfortable spot.
Fui a la casa y me senté en el sofá.
Contemplating and thinking and praying.
Contemplando.
And the Lord began to minister to me.
Y Dios empezó a ministrarme.
He says, "You have to understand."
Y me dijo que tú tienes que saber.
The history you have in this place.
La historia que tú tienes en este lugar.
Over 50 years.
Más de 50 años.
This place goes back a little over 90 years. Since
este edificio lleva más de 90 años.
And we've been here over 50.
Y nosotros hemos
of those 90.
Tuviéramos la oportunidad de estar aquí por 50 de esas 90.
And it dawned on me that there is no one dead or alive who knows the history of this place like we do.
Y llegó a mi mente que no hay nadie que existe hoy vivo o muerto que sabe la historia de este lugar.
We experienced the good, the bad, the ugly.
Pudimos experimentar el bueno, el malo, el feo.
The prosperous years, the lean years, the difficult years.
Los años de prosperidad, los años difíciles.
We saw three pastors come and go before us.
Hemos visto diferentes pastores viniendo y saliendo.
And the Lord has always been faithful.
Pero Dios sigue siendo fiel.
And he was speaking to me and he said, "You have a history that no one else has and you can share this with people."
Y él me dijo, si tú tienes el recuerdo de esta historia, tú puedes compartir esto con la gente.
And then he shared with me a strange analogy.
Y me dio una historia, una analogía.
Something I had never really thought of before.
Y yo no le di mucho pensamiento.
He showed me that the first man, Adam.
Y me trajo que el primer hombre, Adam.
I don't know whether you know it or not, but he was still alive until the generation before the flood.
Yo no sé si ustedes sabían, pero él estaba todavía existiendo con vida cuando llegó el diluvio.
So Noah's father, Lamech, was alive when Adam was still alive.
El papá de Noé, Lamech, fue vivo cuando Adam también estaba vivo.
And could hear the story of creation firsthand from the mouth and the lips of the first man ever created.
Y él pudo escuchar primera mano de la boca del primer hombre que fue creado.
And I could just imagine Adam sharing what it must have been like to walk in the garden in the cool of the evening with God.
Me imagino cómo Adam empezó a compartir con él cómo él caminaba con el Señor en el jardín.
What it must have been like to name all the animals.
¿Cómo era para nombrar todos los animales?
What it must have been like when God took a rib from his side and created the first woman.
¿Cómo fue cuando Dios empezó a quitar una costilla del lado de Adán para crear la primera hembra?
And he first laid his eyes on her.
Cuando él pudo mirar con sus ojos.
And together they brought forth the first human man.
Y juntos ellos pudieron traer el primer creación de ser humano.
But then he reminded me.
Pero también me recordó.
And he said, "Listen to this."
Y él me dijo, "Escucha esto."
Adam was able to share.
Adán pudo compartir.
What it was like to have the breath of God coursing through his lungs.
Cómo es sentir el mismo aliento del Señor corriendo adentro de sus pulmones.
And becoming a living soul.
Y siendo un ser humano vivo.
And I'm sure he must have shared what it was like when he first opened his eyes for the first time.
Y me imagino que él compartió también cuando él se abrió los ojos por la primera vez.
And saw his father looking down at him.
Y vio su padre celestial mirando.
Noah's father, Lamech, heard this all firsthand.
El padre de Noé, Lamech, escuchó esta historia primera mano.
You know as how we are as little boys when we look up to our father.
¿Tú sabes cómo nosotros como nenes miramos a nuestro padre?
Our fathers are our heroes.
Nuestros padres son nuestros superhéroes.
They're the wisest men alive.
Los más sabios en el mundo.
Stronger than anybody else.
Más fuerte que los demás.
We look up to them and we believe everything they say.
Miramos a nuestro papá y creemos todo lo que él está diciendo.
So no, it was as if Noah had heard it firsthand.
Es como si Noé escuchaba esto por la primera vez, en la primera mano.
And then God reminded me of a story I had heard recently.
Y Dios me recordó también de una historia que yo escuché recientemente.
Was an airplane flight.
Cuando hubo un avión.
Going as normal, everything beautiful.
Rumbo como normal.
And all of a sudden, they began to hit some turbulence.
Y llegó a un punto cuando llegó a turbulencia.
People started getting a little nervous.
Y la gente que estaban empezó a sentirse bien emocionado y nervioso.
And all of a sudden, the turbulence became violent.
Y llegó a un punto que se convirtió a violento.
The luggage started falling out of the overhead compartments.
Todas las maletas empezaron a caerse de su comportamiento.
People got up and were in the aisles yelling and screaming and crying.
Y la gente empezaron a brincar y gritar y llorar.
And within a few minutes, the turbulence began to subside.
Y en un par de minutos, todo empezó a calmarse.
And everything went back to normal.
Y llegó al normal.
But this one passenger had noticed there was this little boy.
Pero fue una persona que se pudo notar que había un nene.
Who just sat in his seat and wasn't flustered by anything.
Que se sentó en su silla y no parecía que estaba molesto de ningún.
Never got nervous or worried.
No se puso nervioso.
As if nothing was happening.
Como si fuera nada se fuera pasando.
So the passenger leaned over to him and said, "Can you tell me why you were so calm and you weren't worried about anything?"
Y la persona fue al nene y le preguntó, "¿Por qué tú estabas tan tranquilo y no estabas preocupado por nada?"
And he looked up at the man and he said, "Because my father's the pilot."
y el nene le dice a la persona, es porque yo sé que mi papá es el piloto.
And I knew what God was trying to tell me.
Y yo sabía que lo que Dios estaba tratando de decir.
He said, "Don't worry about any of this.
No te preocupes de todo eso.
My God is the pilot.
Mi Dios es el piloto.
He's in control of all of this.
Y él está en control de todo esto.
He was in control of it before I made a phone call to Pastor Jimmy and we began talking.
Él estaba en control antes que yo puse el llamado para el Pastor Jimmy.
Actually, he was in control of it before the beginning of time.
Él tenía todo debajo de su control antes del principio del tiempo.
He knew this day was coming.
Y él sabía que este día iba a venir.
He gave me a peace that passes understanding.
Él me dio un paz que sobrepasa entendimiento.
I got to be honest with you.
Yo te tengo que ser honesto
contigo. I was afraid of this day.
Estaba un poquito nervioso y temeroso
I really was.
Este día.
Didn't think I'd be able to do this.
Yo no pensaba que yo iba a poder hacer esto.
But God's grace is overwhelming.
Pero la gracia de Dios es tan grande.
And I know that I know that I know that we are in the center of God's will.
Estamos en el centro de la voluntad de Dios. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It has been a true blessing all these years.
Ha sido una bendición grande.
Seeing this place grow.
De todos estos años viviendo este edificio crecer.
Seeing the school grow.
La escuela crecer.
The people that have come and gone and the history that this place has.
La gente que vinieron y salieron y la historia de este lugar.
And today we only open another chapter.
Y hoy solamente abrimos otro capítulo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
That's all I'm going to say right now.
Y eso es lo que yo quería compartir.
I love you all.
Yo te amo a todos.
And actually, we're not going anywhere.
Y verdaderamente no estamos yendo para ningún lado.
We'll still be around.
Nosotros vamos a estar aquí todavía.
In a few minutes, we're going to get up and we're going to get into the ceremonial part of what we're going to be doing today. But
un par de minutos vamos a llegar a la ceremonia, lo que vamos a estar haciendo.
Before that, we have a precious brother here.
Pero antes de eso tenemos un hermano precioso.
I don't know whether to call him brother, pastor. Prophet, evangelist, missionary. He's just my precious brother.
Para mí es un hermano
precioso para mí. Come on up, brother, and just share what the Lord has given you for us this morning.
Y compartir la palabra que Dios le ha dado a él.
Good morning.
Buenos días.
What a day, what a day. And it's
Qué
such
día.
A thank you. It's such an honor
es un
to be
honor
here with you.
De poder estar aquí con ustedes.
To be with Pastor Eugene and Diane.
De poder estar aquí con el Pastor Eugene
Pastor
y Diane.
Jimmy and Miriam.
Con el Pastor Jimmy también a Miriam.
At this significant moment.
En este momento preciso.
In both of their lives.
En la vida de ambos.
And in the life.
Y también en la vida de,
of this house.
De esta casa.
I want to pray before I continue.
Yo quiero orar antes de continuar.
We ask that the presence of God
yes.
would just sanction
yes.
and put the seal upon everything that is shared, everything that is accomplished. To you we give all the glory. To you we give all the honor. And we thank you that you have brought us together for such a moment, a defining moment as this, in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, it is an honor.
Otra vez es un honor.
And I want to thank you for giving me an opportunity.
Y yo quiero darte la gracia por la oportunidad.
To speak into the moment.
De poder hablar en este momento.
So I'm not here to preach.
Yo no estoy aquí para predicar.
As I was been praying for you.
Mientras yo estaba orando por ustedes.
I just felt my assignment is very clear.
Sentí que mi asignación fue bien clara.
I'm going to release some prophetic words.
Solamente voy a soltar una palabra profética.
That God has laid upon my heart.
Que Dios me ha dado y puso en mi corazón.
For you at this time.
Para ti en este momento.
There's a few things I'd like to say right now.
Hay algunas cosas que yo quiero compartir ahora.
What we just heard from Pastor Eugene.
Lo que acabamos de escuchar ahora mismo de Pastor Eugene.
Is very significant.
Es bien significante, bien importante.
That in times of transition like this.
Que en tiempos de transición como esta.
Where there is a new chapter.
Cuando hay un nuevo capítulo.
And the coming forth of something new.
Cuando alguien algo está trayendo de nuevo.
What is very significant.
Lo que es significante.
Is that we don't just have vision for the future.
Que no solamente tenemos visión para el futuro.
But that we also bring confidence from the past.
Pero podemos traer la confianza del pasado.
And when I think about how 90 years ago.
Cuando yo pienso en 90 años atrás.
In the previous century.
En los mil siglos.
There was such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Fue un derramamiento del Espíritu Santo.
And one of the people groups that came under the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Y uno de esos grupos que salieron debajo de ese derramo del Espíritu Santo.
Were the Italian people.
Fue la gente italiana.
And there was a great revival among the Italians.
Y fue un gran avivamiento entre los italianos.
First generation, second generation immigrants.
Segunda generación de inmigraciones.
I think about when this body began in a house.
Y yo pienso que este cuerpo se comenzó adentro de una casa.
God declares the end from the beginning.
Dios declara al final del principio.
But there have been chapters unfolding.
Pero habían capítulos que se estaba desarrollando.
In both of your life stories.
En la historia de la de los pastores.
When you out on the street.
Cuando usted estaba en la calle,
God already knows the end from the beginning.
Dios sabía ya el final del principio.
I think of all the pastors that God brought at the right time.
Pienso en todos los pastores que Dios ha traído en los momentos precisos, correcto.
People like Pastor Davey.
Gente como Pastor Davey.
Again, there was a great harvest during that time.
Otra vez fue una cosecha bien grande en ese momento.
And you know, when God brought a new leader.
Cuando Dios trajo un líder nuevo.
They came at that time.
Llegó en ese momento.
Necessarily so.
Necesariamente.
With a vision.
Con una visión.
And I think about Nehemiah, Pastor Jimmy.
Y yo pienso en el profeta Nehemiah.
How that the remnant that was there, they were very demoralized.
Que lo que habían quedado en ese momento no, ya no tenían ánimo.
Jerusalem was just all destroyed.
Jerusalén ya estaba en derrota.
But God still had a plan for that city.
Pero Dios todavía tenía un plan para esa ciudad.
And the man he sent there.
En el hombre que Dios envió ahí.
Had a burden.
Tenía una carga.
And a vision.
Y una visión.
And once he got inserted into the city.
Y cuando llegó a la ciudad.
Suddenly the people who were discouraged.
De repente la gente que ya perdieron su esperanza.
Had tools in their hands.
Tenía herramientas en su mano.
Weapons in the other hand.
Herramientas en su mano.
And everybody is busy building.
Y la gente empezaron a ocuparse construyendo la ciudad.
In the very face of the adversary.
Ahí en la misma cara del enemigo.
And God was able to bring forth.
Y Dios pudo traer.
What he wanted to see built up.
Lo que él quería ver construido.
And it wasn't just because Nehemiah.
No fue solamente porque Nehemiah.
But the people that were there.
Pero la gente que habían ahí.
Were reminded through Nehemiah.
Fueron recordados por Nehemiah.
When the enemy really came at them.
Que aunque el enemigo cuando trató de venir contra ellos.
Nehemiah reminded the enemy.
Nehemiah recordó al enemigo.
You have no history in this city.
Tú no tienes historia en esta ciudad.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, Nehemiah knew the history.
En otra palabra, Nehemiah sabía la historia.
And he had the vision.
Y también tenía la visión.
And it took more than Nehemiah.
Y tuvo que coger un poco más de Nehemiah.
It took a people.
Pero una gente.
That would be willing.
Que habían dispuesto.
To receive who God was sending.
Para recibir lo que Dios estaba mandando y enviando.
And then they were turned into a workforce.
Y esa gente se convirtieron a un pueblo unido.
And in the face of the mocking tones of the enemy.
Y en la misma cara del enemigo que empezaron a hablarse.
God was able to bring forth a miracle.
Dios pudo traer un milagro.
There's going to be a day.
Vas a llegar un día.
You're going to be in a crisis of growth.
Que tú vas a llegar a un punto de un crisis de
That's
crecimiento.
That's another story for another day.
A eso otra historia para otro día.
But God has been preparing this place.
Pero Dios ya se ha estado preparando este lugar.
God has been preparing your lives.
Preparando la vida de ellos.
And preparing your lives.
La vida de ellos.
For such a time.
Para un momento.
As this.
Tal como este.
Can you say amen?
Se puede decir amén.
Now, whenever God brings two together,
y cuando Dios trae dos diferentes personas juntos,
and it began with the first marriage,
y llegó al mismo el primer matrimonio,
they don't remain as two.
Ellos no solamente se quedan como
the
dos.
The two always become one.
Los dos siempre se unen como uno.
In other words, the two come into the new identity.
Entonces, los dos vienen a una misma identidad.
And the new expression.
Y la una nueva expresión.
So they've got to be willing.
So ellos tienen que estar de acuerdo.
To come into the new thing.
Para llegar a la cosa nueva.
So that there can be a perpetuation.
Para que algo se puede perpetuar.
Into the new generation.
En una nueva generación nueva.
When God brought together in the book of Ezekiel.
Cuando vemos en el libro de Ezequiel.
Let me read this to you.
Déjame leer esto.
Ezekiel 37.
Ezequiel 37.
He said in verse 19.
Versículo 19.
God told the prophet to take two sticks.
Dios dice al profeta que lleva dos palos.
One is the stick of Joseph.
Uno fue el palo de Josué.
And the other the stick of Judah.
Y el otro el palo de Judá.
Two sticks.
Dos diferentes palos.
He said, "But I want you to bring them together."
Y yo le di y él dijo que yo creo quiero que tú traes esos dos palos juntos.
And in verse 19, he said, "They shall be one in my hand."
Y versículo 19 dice que van a ser uno en mi mano.
Verse 22.
Y 22, versículo 22.
He said, "I will make them one nation."
Y yo voy a hacer una nación.
They shall no more be two nations.
No van a ser dos diferentes naciones.
They shall no more be two kingdoms.
No vas a tener dos diferentes reinos.
They shall be one kingdom.
Pero ahora un reino.
And in the greater plan of God.
En el plan más grande de Dios.
When God brought Jew and Gentile together.
Cuando Dios trajo el judío y también el gentil. Dijo estas palabras.
In the book of Ephesians.
En Efesios.
Of two.
De dos.
He made one new man.
Él pudo crear un hombre nuevo.
We've got to see this divine principle.
Tenemos que mirar este principio divino.
God does not just bring two people together or two families together.
Él no solamente se une a dos diferentes familias, gente uno junto.
And just say, do the best you can to walk together.
Y él no dice, trata de lo más que pueda para caminar juntos.
But he invites us to step into something brand new.
Pero él nos invita para pararse y tomar un paso en algo nuevo.
That becomes a whole new expression.
Que se va a convertirse en una nueva expresión.
That God can move through.
Que Dios se va a mover adentro.
And God can accomplish
y que Dios se va a cumplir su propósito en eso.
And so for these months,
así que en estos meses,
there has been a spiritual invitation.
Había una invitación espiritual.
And I want to publicly commend the two pastors and their families.
Y públicamente yo quiero dar la gracia a los dos diferentes pastores y sus familias.
Let me say something about both of these individuals, these families.
Déjame decirle algo de estas dos familias.
Two different callings.
Dos diferentes llamados.
Two different graces upon their life.
Dos diferentes clases de gracia de su vida.
But they've got one heart.
Pero tienen un corazón.
And one spirit.
Y un espíritu.
And what I love about these two.
Y lo que yo amo de estas dos personas.
Is how willing they are and were.
dispuesto para trabajar.
To lay aside any personal agenda.
Para poner al lado todas sus agendas personales.
So that God's purpose.
Para que el propósito de Dios.
And God's expression.
Y la presión de Dios.
Might be able to come forth.
Se puede cumplir.
There are many places that that cannot be done.
Hay muchos diferentes espacios que eso no se puede cumplir.
I travel all over.
Yo he viajado a diferentes lugares.
I'm leaving in a few days for the island of Bonaire.
En algunos días yo voy a ir para la isla de Bonaire.
And there are not many places.
Y no hay muchos lugares.
Where something like this could happen.
Que algo con lo que está pasando hoy se puede cumplir.
I believe.
Yo creo.
That you are part of.
Que ustedes son parte.
What God will use as an example.
Lo que Dios se va a usar como un ejemplo.
An example of what it looks like in the kingdom of God.
¿Cómo se parece un ejemplo? ¿Cómo se parece en el reino de Dios?
Because Jesus didn't promise to build your church or your church.
Porque Jesús no se prometió que iba a levantar tu
There's
iglesia ni tu iglesia.
One church he
solamente
said he's build.
Una iglesia que Dios se va a levantar.
And I will build my church.
Y yo voy a crecer y levantar mi iglesia.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Y el reino de tinieblas no se va a permanecer.
I just want to read this scripture and take a few more minutes.
Yo quiero leer este pasaje.
Now I'm purposely reading it not in the King James version, which is typically what I read.
Normalmente lo leo en una versión como Reina Valera, normalmente, pero yo voy a leer en una
But it's in the contemporary English version.
Pero yo voy a leer en una versión diferente.
It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Primera Corintios capítulo 3.
Verses 4 through 9.
Versículos 4 a 9.
It'll be easy for you to translate.
Va a ser fácil. That's what you say. That.
Yeah. You're doing a great job.
I'm trying,
you,
man.
Right,
I'm trying, Pastor.
Yeah. It says these words. When someone says, I belong to Paul.
Cuando alguien dice que yo pertenezco a Pablo.
And someone says, I belong to Apollos.
Y cuando otro dice que yo pertenezco a Apollos.
Aren't you acting like people without the Spirit?
¿Ustedes no se están comportando como una persona que no tiene el Espíritu?
After all,
después de todo,
what is Apollos?
¿Qué es Apollos?
What is Paul?
¿Qué es Pablo?
They are servants who help, both help you believe.
Son obreros que te ayudan para creer.
Each one had a role given to them by the Lord.
Cada uno tenía su propósito dado debajo del Señor.
Now, of course, Paul was writing this.
Ahora sabemos que Pablo estaba escribiendo esto.
I planted.
Yo puse.
Apollos watered.
Apollos.
But it's God who made it grow.
Pero fue Dios que pudo crecer.
And because of this.
Y por eso.
Neither the one who plants,
ninguno de la persona que sembró,
nor the one who waters,
ni tampoco la persona que puso el agua,
is really anything.
Ninguno de ellos son nada.
But the only one who is anything,
pero el único que es alguien,
is God who makes it grow.
Es Dios que lo hace crecer.
I love it.
Me encanta.
The one who plants,
el que siembra,
and the one who waters,
y el que da aliento y agua,
are working together.
Están trabajando juntos.
But each one,
pero cada uno,
will receive their own reward.
Va a recibir su propia ganancia.
For their labor.
Para su labor, su trabajo.
You see, we are God's co-workers.
Nosotros somos colaboradores.
And you are God's garden.
Y ustedes son el jardín de
Dios. And you are God's building.
Y ustedes son el edificio del Señor.
I think that just kind of really identifies what's happening.
Y eso se identifica lo que está sucediendo.
But I want to now just declare seven things that I'm just going to speak into the life of this beautiful congregation.
Hoy yo quiero declarar siete cosas que yo quiero declarar sobre esta congregación.
That I believe God wants to bring forth.
Que yo creo que Dios quiere llevar.
In this new chapter.
Y levantar en este nuevo capítulo.
And I'm going to refer to the greatest transition.
Y yo voy a hablar de la transición más grande.
That
probably has ever taken place.
Y lo uso como referencia que no le hemos visto.
That through the generations,
entre todas las generaciones,
and through the ages,
y todos los siglos,
has impact humanity,
que impactó la humanidad,
because of that transition.
Porque esa transición.
And it's what took place in the upper room.
Lo que sucedió en el aposento alto.
It was a transition for those apostles.
Fue una transición para esos apóstoles.
And the followers of Jesus.
Y también los seguidores del Señor.
They had to prepare their hearts.
Tuvieron que preparar su corazón.
For Jesus to leave them.
Para que Jesús se iba a dejarlo.
And when he told them, "My time has come to leave."
Y cuando Jesús le dijo a ellos que mi tiempo ya es tiempo para dejarte.
Now, even though Pastor Eugene and Diana are not leaving,
aunque sabemos que los pastores Eugene y Diana no se están
but the principle
saliendo,
of the transition.
Pero el principio de la transición.
He said, "For your sake."
Pero para tu bienestar.
We must transition.
Tenemos que hacer la transición.
And then he said.
Y también dijo,
in that day,
en ese día,
he talked about the great fruit that would come forth in their life.
Habló del gran fruto que iba a venir en su vida.
And so they went to the upper room,
y llegaron al aposento alto,
praying and believing,
orando y creyendo,
for the Holy Spirit to come in a new way in their life.
Para que el Espíritu venga en una manera diferente y nuevo en su vida.
And on the day of Pentecost,
y el día de Pentecostés,
the greatest transition,
más grande transición,
that they had ever experienced,
que ellos tuvieron sintieron o experimentado,
invaded their life,
llegó a su vida,
and it reformed them,
y transformó,
and as a result, we have not been the same.
Y como un resulto nosotros no hemos
there was only 120,
y solamente habían 120,
but 120,
pero 120,
who were fully yielded.
Que fueron entregados completamente
and they surrendered to what God was about to
y se entregaron lo que Dios quería hacer.
Can I tell you something?
¿Puedo decir algo?
What's taking place in
lo que Dios lo que está pasando ahora mismo
immediately impacts every one of you.
Inmediatamente impacta toda nuestra vida.
But the impact doesn't stay here.
Pero el impacto no se queda aquí.
It's already and will impact Copec.
Ya se está saliendo a Copec.
There are children that are not part of this church.
Hay hijos que no son parte de esta iglesia.
But will become the fruit of what took place.
Pero
here.
Se va a convertirse el fruto de lo que está sucediendo hoy en este día.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are marriages that will be saved.
Hay matrimonios que se van a ser salvos.
The repercussions.
El resultado.
Are beyond what we could imagine.
Es más allá de lo que hemos podido imaginar.
You know the scripture.
¿Tú sabes la escritura?
So in Acts chapter 2.
En Hechos capítulo 2.
Verses 1 through 4.
Versículos 1 a 4.
Verse 14.
Y el versículo 14.
And verse 41.
Y versículo 41.
Well, I'm not going to read the scriptures to save time.
Yo no voy a leer todo para guardar
the
tiempo.
The first thing that came forth.
Pero el primer cosa que vino.
In their transition.
En la transición.
Says these words.
Fue esta palabra.
And there was a sound. From heaven.
Y fue un sonido del cielo.
That filled all the house.
Que llenó la casa entera.
Where they were sitting.
Donde estuvieran, donde estaban.
The first thing that's coming forth.
El primer cosa que podemos ver que
is a new sound.
Es un sonido nuevo.
There's a new sound in your praise.
Es un sonido nuevo en tu alabanza.
But I'm not just talking about a new praise sound.
Yo no estoy hablando de un alabanza nuevo.
There was a new sound that came forth in their life.
Fue un sonido nuevo que llegó a su vida.
A sound like hurricane force winds.
Un sonido que vino como viento de un huracán.
That changed the atmosphere.
Que cambió la atmósfera.
It changed the spiritual climate.
Cambió la clima espiritual.
And it actually helped them to shift into something new.
Y actualmente le pudo ayudar para llegar a algo nuevo.
Because God was going to add other new things.
Porque Dios iba a añadir nuevas cosas.
They were in the place of prayer.
Estaban en el lugar de oración.
Prayer always prepares us.
Oración siempre nos prepara.
To be in the position.
Para ponernos en la posición.
For a new atmospheric shift.
Para sentir una atmósfera, un cambio de atmósfera.
If you will remain a prayerful people.
Si te quedas como un agente de oración.
There's no telling what God. God will be able to do through you.
No pueden ni imaginar lo que Dios se va a usar a través de nosotros.
Prayer was their position.
La oración fue su posición.
To receive a new heavenly sound.
Para recibir un sonido celestial.
That would invade their life.
Que iba a llegar a su vida.
You know what we don't realize many times?
¿Tú sabes que lo que nosotros nos damos cuenta muchas
veces?
Before
the new sound came into the upper room.
Que antes llegar al sonido nuevo que llegó al aposento alto.
They were in that upper room short while before that.
Ellos estaban, estuvieron ahí un rato antes.
And the Bible says they were shut up in that upper room.
Y la Biblia dice que ellos estaban encerrados en ese cuarto.
They were assembled for fear of the Jews.
Y llegaron ahí cerrados por miedo de los judíos.
I think that being locked up in that upper room.
Me imagino que siendo cerrado adentro de ese aposento alto.
Was only an external expression that they were locked up in their hearts.
Fue una expresión externa de lo que estaba sucediendo, que estaban cerrados adentro de su corazón.
But God had a plan to bring a new sound in that room.
Pero Dios tenía un plan para traer un sonido nuevo en ese cuarto.
And God wanted to bring a new release.
Y Dios quería soltar algo nuevo.
And so the new sound came.
Y el sonido nuevo vino.
There was a time when Israel was in a very difficult place.
Había un tiempo que cuando Israel estaba en un punto malo.
It didn't rain for 3.5 years.
No había lluvia por 3 años.
But thank God for the prophet Elijah. He heard another sound.
Pero damos la gracia por el profeta Elías que escuchó un sonido nuevo.
He said, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain.
Él dijo que yo escucho el sonido de la abundancia de la lluvia.
Are you hearing a new sound?
¿Tú estás escuchando un sonido nuevo?
God said, behold, I do a new thing.
Dios está diciendo, mira lo que yo estoy haciendo es algo nuevo.
Now, whenever God does a new thing,
y cuando Dios hace algo nuevo,
that does not make what he did before unimportant.
Eso no quiere decir que lo que hizo antes no es importante.
In fact, it becomes preparatory.
Sin embargo, es de preparación.
So that we could step into the new chapter.
Para traernos, darnos la posibilidad de tomar paso en el nuevo capítulo.
How many times do you look back over your life?
¿Cuántas veces que podemos mirar en nuestra vida?
As you see God's will unfolding.
Viendo la voluntad de Dios desarrollando.
And then you could identify.
Y usted se puede identificar.
The necessary transitions.
La transición necesaria.
And the changes.
Y los cambios.
And you look back.
Y tú mira para atrás.
And now it's like a piece in the puzzle that had to occur.
Y tú ves que es solamente fue un pedazo en la rompecabezas que tuvo que suceder.
You could have never been where you are.
Que tú nunca ibas a llegar a donde tú estás ahora mismo.
If God didn't do what he did in the past.
Si no fuera lo que él hizo en el pasado.
So while we lay hold of vision that is before us,
aunque estamos mirando hacia la visión de lo que Dios tiene para nosotros,
we must always carry the sense of gratitude for what's behind us.
Siempre que tenemos que cargar la gratitud de lo que Dios hizo en el pasado.
Amen.
Amen.
A new sound.
Un sonido nuevo.
One time God wanted to bring forth an army in the valley of dry bones.
Una vez Dios quería levantar un ejército en el valle de huesos secos.
So God said, you know what?
Y Dios dice, ¿tú sabes qué?
All it needs is a new sound.
Solamente lo que ellos necesitan es un sonido nuevo.
So he takes a prophet.
So entonces coge un profeta.
And he drops him in that valley.
Y lo pone ahí en el medio del
and
valle.
He said, what do you see?
Y él dice, ¿qué es lo que tú ves?
He said, I see a valley of dry bones.
Y él dice, lo que yo veo es un valle lleno de huesos secos.
And by the way. By the way.
Go ahead. Y también.
They're very dry.
Son bien secos.
And God said, well, I want you to give that valley a new sound.
Y Dios le dice a él, yo quiero que tú le das ese valle un sonido nuevo.
So tell the bones to live.
Dile esos huecos secos que viven, que vivan.
And so he prophesied as he was commanded.
Entonces empezó a profetizar como Dios le mandó.
I feel the spirit of prophecy right
y yo
now.
Siento el espíritu de profecía ahora
because
mismo.
There's nothing more powerful than a word from God.
Porque no hay nada más poderoso que una palabra de Dios.
He said, and when I gave the new prophetic sound.
Y cuando yo le di un sonido profético nuevo.
Even in a valley where there was no potential.
Aún en medio del valle donde no había potencial.
There was no promise of anything coming
forth. No había promesa que algo iba a suceder.
But when the sound of God's word came
Pero
forth,
cuando el sonido de la palabra de Dios vino,
the bones began to make a new sound.
Los huesos empezaron a crear un sonido nuevo.
Suddenly bones came together.
Y de repente llegó huesos.
Congregations junto. Come together.
Una congregación se unió.
Marriages come together.
Matrimonio se juntó en ese momento.
And the two become one.
Y los dos empezaron a ser
And
uno.
They find their new place.
Y llegaron a saber su nuevo espacio.
In the new chapter.
En el nuevo capítulo.
And then God breathed upon what he
y entonces
was doing.
Dios le dio el aliento lo que quería hacer.
And suddenly a whole new army
y de
stood
repente
up.
Un ejército se levantó.
Because a new sound from heaven
Porque
came.
Un sonido nuevo del cielo llegó.
Every revival
Cada avivamiento
is a, comes because a new sound
llegó antes de un sonido nuevo.
Every revival.
Cada avivamiento.
A new sound of what God's going to do.
Un sonido nuevo de lo que Dios quiere hacer.
And when you begin to believe the sound.
Y cuando tú llegas al punto de creer ese
and
sonido.
And I want to encourage the congregation.
Y yo quiero animar esta congregación.
See, I believe my commission today is really to speak to the heart of the people.
Porque yo siento que con mi comisión en este día es para hablar al corazón del pueblo.
These families have believed in a new sound.
Estas dos familias se creen en un sonido
they
nuevo.
They have adjusted themselves.
Se juntaron para
They gave themselves.
Se entregaron.
In the face of different emotions.
En el medio de las diferentes emociones.
You know, they're at different ages from when they started in the ministry.
Son diferentes años y edad de lo que cuando comenzaron.
There are different challenges.
Diferentes retos.
But if you will give yourself to the new sound.
Pero si tú te entregas al sonido nuevo.
And together God brings forth.
Y junto Dios empieza a traer.
There will be a new army that will stand
in place. Vas a levantar un ejército nuevo en este lugar.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah.
Not only did a new sound, there was a new fire.
No solamente un sonido nuevo, pero un fuego nuevo.
And the fire didn't just rest on the 12 preachers.
Y el fuego no solamente estaba encima de los predicadores.
It says there appeared unto them cloven tongues like fire on each of them.
Pero el lengua de fuego se pararon encima de cada uno de ellos.
I prophesy a new fire in
Yo
this
profetizo
place.
Yo profetizo ahora mismo un nuevo fuego en este lugar.
Peter needed a new fire.
Pedro necesitaba un fuego nuevo.
Before the new fire came on him,
antes de recibir el fuego nuevo,
Peter was warming himself by the campfire.
Él se encontraba tratando de calentarse en el fuego del campo.
He was dependent on something external.
Dependiendo en algo que fue algo external.
But because Peter was in that room,
pero porque como Pedro estaba en ese cuarto,
he was willing to be a part of what God was going to do.
Él estaba dispuesto a hacer lo que Dios quería hacer.
You realize that Jesus appeared to over 500 brethren.
Tú entiendes que Dios se pudo dar parecer a más de 500 personas.
We're talking the resurrected Christ.
Estoy diciendo el Cristo resucitado.
There should have been at least 500 filled with the Holy Spirit.
Debería de ser más de 500 personas llenos del Espíritu Santo.
But you know, maybe they had to watch the ball game, maybe they had to do other things.
Quizá ellos querían ver el juego, que quería hacer
But
otra cosa.
But 120 readjusted their life.
Pero 120 se pudo cambiar su vida.
And they made what God was doing their priority.
Y pusieron la prioridad de Dios lo que quería hacer en
And
su vida.
And if you will make what God is doing in this place.
Y si tú permites que Dios trae la prioridad lo
your
que Dios quiere hacer en este lugar.
Priority,
la prioridad en tu vida.
You will have the opportunity.
Tú vas a ver la oportunidad.
To be part of what God is doing in a new chapter.
Que ser parte de lo que Dios quiere hacer en un capítulo nuevo.
And you won't need things on the outside.
Y tú no vas a tener que necesitar algo
There'll
afuera.
Be a new fire on the
porque
inside.
Vas a sentir un nuevo fuego adentro.
They got a new fire. Can you say amen?
Recibieron un nuevo fuego y puedes decir amén.
The Bible goes on to say, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y también la Biblia dice que todos fueron llenados con el Espíritu Santo.
They received a new power.
Y ellos también recibieron un poder nuevo.
A new dunamis, dynamic power.
Un nuevo dunamis de dinámico.
They went from a new sound, new fire. There's a new power at work.
Fueron a un nuevo sonido, un nuevo fuego y un nuevo poder.
Peter denied the Lord before this.
Pedro se negó al Señor antes de esto.
Thomas doubted the Lord
Tomás
before this.
Dudó antes de esto.
James and John, they had anger issues.
Santiago y Juan tenía su problema.
But now a new power is at work in
Pero
their
ahora
heart.
Llegó un poder nuevo en su vida.
Which led And I love this verse of scripture.
Y yo amo esta escritura aquí.
It says Peter standing with the 11.
Y la Biblia dice que Pedro parado con el 11.
It gave birth to a new unity.
Pudo traer a una unidad nueva.
I see two men and families and leaders standing together.
Y yo veo dos diferentes hombres y familias y líderes parados juntos.
Not trying to become like each other.
No tratando de ser como el otro.
Realizing we need one another.
Dando cuenta que yo necesitamos el otro.
We need one another.
Necesitamos cada uno.
So that Christ could be more fully represented.
Para que Dios se puede representado en nuestra vida.
Notice it wasn't just Peter filled with the Holy Spirit.
Cuenta que no solamente fue Pedro que fue lleno del Espíritu Santo.
But Peter standing with the 11.
Pero Pedro junto con el 11.
Began to declare.
Y todos declararon.
A whole new message.
Un mensaje completamente diferente y nuevo.
Just days before that.
Algunos días antes de eso.
They were divided.
Estaban divididos.
Who's going to be the greatest?
¿Quién va a ser el más grande?
Jesus is going.
Jesús iba a salir.
We can't convince him to stay.
No podemos darle convencerse que,
you know,
de,
Peter's
que,
thinking
para
I'm
quedarse.
The next.
Y Pedro piensa, oh, yo voy a ser el próximo.
And you know, James and John, they must have had a little Italian with them because their mother gets involved.
Santiago y Juan, me imagino que tuvieran tiempo con ellos porque se metió la mamá de ellos.
And like any good Italian mother.
Y como una mamá italiana.
She goes, Jesus, my sons, let one sit on the right hand and one on the left.
Y la mamá le dice, mira, Jesús, deja que mi hijo.
And they were jockeying for position.
Todos estaban tratando de coger posiciones.
But when this new power came,
pero cuando vino el nuevo poder,
it was all about he's the king.
Fue solamente que él es el rey.
And we're going to stand together.
Y nosotros vamos a pararnos juntos.
There's a new unity.
Hay una nueva unidad.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says there was a new boldness.
Y la Biblia dice que fue una
and there is
nueva,
a new boldness that's coming out of destiny.
Desnudo que vas a venir de destino.
A new
destino.
Boldness to bring forth.
Un nuevo desnudo que va, Dios vas a traer.
To bring forth the message of redemption.
El mensaje de la redención.
And to reach out to your world.
Para llegar a tu mundo.
You know, that's the mark that characterized the church.
Eso es la marca que le da carácter a la iglesia.
It says when they saw the boldness of Peter and John.
Cuando vieron el desnudo del Pedro y Juan.
When the church prayed in Acts 4.
Cuando ellos empezaron a orar en Hechos capítulo 4.
And they were being persecuted.
Cuando fueron perseguidos.
You know what their prayer was?
¿Tú sabes qué fue la oración de ellos?
Lord, protect us.
La oración de ellos no fue, Señor, protéjame.
Lord, keep us from all harm.
Cuídanos, Señor, de toda maldad.
They were being threatened by the authorities.
El enemigo, las autoridades estaban amaneciendo.
That they were not to preach anymore.
Y le dijeron a ellos que no pudieron predicar.
You know what their prayer was?
Y tú sabes que la fueron la oración. Señor, dame el desnudo nuevo.
That was the fiber of the church.
Y eso fue el fuego de la iglesia.
And that's what God's bringing forth in your life.
Y eso es lo que Dios quiere traer a tu vida hoy.
How many know in this day we need greater boldness?
¿Cuántos saben que nosotros en este día necesitamos desnudo nuevo?
And when they prayed that prayer,
y cuando ellos oraron esa oración,
the whole place was shaken.
El lugar completamente fue
and the
diferente.
Bible says, and they spoke the word
y
with great boldness.
La Biblia dice, empezaron a predicar y hablar la palabra con
desnudo. All these new, a new sound,
un sonido nuevo,
a new fire,
un fuego
a new
nuevo,
power,
un poder nuevo,
a new unity,
un nuevo unidad,
a new boldness,
un nuevo desnudo,
led to the last two.
Pudo llegar a los últimos dos.
There was a new harvest.
Y fue una cosecha nueva.
And there was a new impact.
Y fue un impacto nuevo.
They that gladly received his word.
Y todos aquellos que recibieron
and were baptized.
La palabra y fue bautizado.
3,000 were added to 3, the church.
3,000 personas fue añadida a la iglesia.
All because of what 120.
Simplemente porque 120.
Allowed God to do in their midst.
Permitieron que Dios lo que quería hacer en su vida.
They had their ears tuned to the one sound.
Pusieron sus orejas al sonido del cielo.
They all realized we need this new power.
Le dieron cuenta que nosotros necesitamos este poder nuevo.
And immediately,
inmediatamente,
3,000 lives are changed because of it.
3,000 personas, la vida de ellos fue completamente cambiado por ellos.
I prophesy to you by the Spirit of God.
Y yo profetizo ahora mismo por el Espíritu de Dios.
There is a new harvest.
Hay una nueva cosecha.
You've not seen anything yet.
Tú no has visto todavía lo que Dios quiere hacer.
You've seen inklings.
Tú has visto algunas cositas.
But there is going to be miracle testimony.
Pero nosotros vamos a ver testimonio de milagros.
That will fill this place.
Que va a llenar este lugar.
And there's going to be such a heart for new souls.
Y nosotros vamos a ver un corazón completamente cambiado por las almas.
And you know,
es todo
when,
it, de los
when
almas.
It's all about souls,
y cuando se trata solamente de los almas,
we're hitting the bullseye of God's heart.
Estamos llegando a la meta del corazón de Dios.
God so loved the world, he gave his son.
Dios tanto amó al mundo que Él entregó a su único Hijo.
And when we allow God's love to love the world,
y cuando damos el permiso del Señor para amar al mundo a través de nosotros,
now we're talking about the heartbeat.
Ahora estamos hablando del corazón, el latido del corazón del Señor.
And so there will be a new impact, a new harvest.
Vamos a ver un impacto nuevo, una cosecha nueva.
And at the end of the book of Acts,
en al final del libro de Hechos, capítulo 2,
with all these new things God brought forth,
con todas estas diferentes cosas que Dios estaba trayendo,
this is what it says about them.
Esto es lo que dice aquí.
They were praising God,
estaban alabando al Señor,
and they were having favor.
Estaban teniendo favor
with all the people,
con todas las personas,
and the Lord
pueblo,
kept adding,
y Dios se siguió añadiendo a la iglesia
every day,
cada día,
as such as should be saved.
Así como debe de ser.
There is a new favor,
hay un favor nuevo
that God is bringing forth out of this place,
que Dios se está levantando en este lugar.
And it's not; it will not be limited even to the salvation of souls.
Y no solamente va a ser limitado a la salvación de las almas.
It will literally impact the nation.
Pero literalmente sabemos que va a impactar
la nación.
You will be praying off
missionary teams.
Vamos a estar enviando misioneros de aquí.
And it will impact structures.
Y vas a hacer un impacto de estructuras.
That will impact.
Que vas a hacer un impacto.
The very culture.
La misma cultura
that we are a part of.
Que somos parte.
Not tomorrow,
no mañana,
but there was a new favor.
Pero fue un favor nuevo.
And your new chapter,
y tu nuevo capítulo,
is about coming into a whole new favor.
Es para llegarse a un favor nuevo.
Because when the services 90 years ago,
cuando los servicios 90 años atrás,
they were praying in Italian,
y ellos estaban orando en italiano,
and they were reading Italian
y estaban leyendo su Biblia en italiano.
They never saw this day,
ellos no tuvieron la visión que esto iba a
pasar.
Pero por este día,
God started that day.
Dios comenzó ese día.
Because he always declares the end.
Porque Dios siempre declara el final
from the beginning.
Desde el principio.
We live from the beginning.
Nosotros vivimos en el principio
to the end.
Para el final.
But when God starts something,
pero cuando Dios comienza algo,
that's already because he has an ultimate plan.
Eso quiere decir porque Dios tenía un plan ya hecho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so I just want to pray God's blessing and turn this back over to, who am I turning it over to? Pastor Pat.
Yo quiero hacer una oración y después yo voy a entregar.
Would you stand with me?
Si puedes pararse conmigo,
as one congregation, as what you are,
una congregación junto.
One family,
una familia junta.
And I'm just going to ask you for this prayer.
Y yo voy a pedir que esta, en esta oración,
that you would take hands with each other.
Que tú agarres la mano de la persona que está a su lado.
Yeah, span the
pasillo, el pasillo. Si puedes agarrar la mano en el pasillo para.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Señor, yo pido en el nombre de Jesús.
You have prepared this people.
Tú has preparado esta gente.
For this moment in time,
para este momento en el tiempo,
they will be marked by this moment.
Van a ser marcados por este momento.
And now we ask,
ahora pedimos,
that you would bring forth every new thing,
que tú traes, Señor, todas las cosas nuevas,
that you have determined,
que tú has declarado,
from the beginning,
desde el principio,
and may a new favor,
y que un favor nuevo,
a new influence,
un nuevo influencia,
a new power,
un poder nuevo,
and a new impact,
y un impacto nuevo,
go forth out of this place,
puede salir de este lugar,
and as a result,
y como un resultado,
by faith,
por fe.
We already celebrate the harvest.
Estamos celebrando la cosecha.
By faith.
Por fe.
We celebrate the restoration of families.
Celebramos la restauración de familia por fe.
We see the drug addict delivered.
Vemos el adicto completamente liberado.
By faith.
Por fe.
We thank you for the baptisms.
Damos la gracia por el bautismo.
We thank you for the missionaries.
Le damos la gracia por los misioneros.
We thank you for the young couples.
Damos la gracia por la pareja
that will be raised up.
Que se va a levantar en este lugar.
And the young ministers.
Y los ministros nuevos.
That will be raised up.
Que se va a levantar.
For we have come this far
porque
by faith.
Porque hemos llegado a este punto por fe.
And we give you praise.
Y te damos la gracia y la honra.
And we give you glory.
Y toda la gloria.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
En el nombre poderoso del Señor.
Go ahead and give him glory today.
Puede poner
Hallelujah.
Su mano junto y darle una alabanza al Señor.
He's worthy to be praised.
Porque Él es digno.
God bless you, family.
Dios le bendiga, familia.
Hallelujah. Well, now we enter into the formality of why we're here today.
Estamos entrando ahora mismo de formalidad de lo que estamos aquí en este día.
I'm going to ask Pastor Diane to join me. Pastor Lennon and Damaris to join us up here. Pastor Jimmy and Miriam.
Todos los pastores se pueden si suben si
pueden subir. Phil and Denise, join us up here. Denise, come on up too. You guys would kind of all just stand towards the back here, and if you join me here, we need a little one of these. This here.
Yeah.
You know, there's things that we have to do sometimes, formalities. Especially at a time like this. Because we're an incorporated part of the state of New York.
Porque somos una iglesia incorporado del estado de Nueva York.
We have constitution and bylaws that we have to observe.
Y tenemos nuestra constitución que tenemos que observar.
So at a time like this, we were actually doing a transference of the authority of the pastorship of the church.
Estamos trayendo una transición de la autoridad de los pastores de la iglesia.
We're going to be addressing both pastors Jimmy and Miriam.
Vamos a estar hablando a los pastores Jimmy y Miriam.
And we're also going to be addressing you guys.
Y también a ustedes.
Okay. All right. I don't think I can do this without. So I'm going to ask you guys a couple questions and ask you to respond accordingly. Pastors Jimmy and Miriam, as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you've accepted our invitation, the invitation from Full Gospel Christian Church of Copaig, New York, that's an incorporated name, to be our new pastors. And we're asking you at this time, do you solemnly pledge that you will serve this congregation to the best of your ability and according to God's word? Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, then I charge you, then, to be faithful servants of Jesus Christ. But to serve. There we go. That's what I like. And we ask you to keep yourselves at all times faithful to that calling, and that you would practice daily that faith and proclaim the truth always in love, and that you would do your best to lead this people in the ways of the Lord. Is that true? You will. Amen. Amen. Then I ask you now, do you dedicate yourselves to faithfully proclaim Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and to urge all to repent and to believe and to follow Him? You do. Amen.
In the name of God, are you committed as the Church of Jesus Christ?
Hold on. I've got to do this right.
What? All right, congregation, here we go. In the name of God, are you committed as the Church of Jesus Christ to be loyal, to be taught, led, and strengthened in the ways of the Spirit by these who stand before you and are answering the call of God? Amen.
Amen.
We are, right? Do you promise to join our pastors in their ministry of the gospel and to serve as faithful witnesses to Jesus Christ? To support, to pray for them, to love and respect them. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Then I'm going to ask you to actually repeat something after me, okay? We, the members of this church, pledge to you both our love, our loyalty, and our devotion in the things of Jesus Christ and in our mutual ministry. Pastors Jimmy and Mary, I'm going to ask you to repeat. We, your pastors, pledge to you our people, our mind, our body, and our spirit, in order to fulfill our ministry in this church for the glory of our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah.
We will pray for you. Amen?
Amen?
Your family, and uphold you as you perform all the duties of your ministry. We extend to you the right hand of fellowship and an expression of our shared commitment to Christ and His church. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the head of His church, be with you and be with us.
It's a beautiful thing that God has made you both to be pastors of God's people. It's a beautiful thing God has created here in this church, in this body of believers. It's a beautiful plan that God would use His power to bring you and all people into His presence.
I am sure you have plans as pastors, things you must do, things you hope to do, things you would like to try, God's visions, God's purposes. We now, the Joint Church of Destiny, Full Gospel Church, offer you our zeal, our energy, our vision, and our resources.
Amen. But for both pastors and people alike, no plans are worth doing. No plans will ultimately succeed in a God-pleasing way unless they have this plan, God's plan. If Destiny Full Gospel Church, God forbid, ever becomes self-serving, self-absorbed on one hand, or a caterer to the society's passing on the other hand, you will have missed the whole point why God placed you here at this time and in this place. Jesus Christ has given us a plan with equally great focus. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's the plan. That's why we're all here.
Yes. As you, by God's grace, stay focused on that plan, you will give people what they really need a savior from sin. You will share with them more than a friendly smile. You will share with them an eternal gift, the gift of life.
Now there's one thing we do. Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, we press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. All right, let's see if we can do this.
Ready?
Having heard your promise of a covenant commitment to our congregation, and having expressed to you our promise of covenant commitment, we who are the joint congregations of the Full Gospel Christian Church of Copeg and Destiny Church formally declare to you, Pastors Jimmy and Miriam Jack, to be installed as our new pastors. Hallelujah! Congratulations and God bless. I'm going to ask at this point if either Brother Phil or Brother Lennon have a word that you would just want to share over this couple.
Yeah. De la misma forma.
In the same form.
Que con los pastores Eugene y Diane, desde que venimos a este lugar a trabajar con el pueblo hispano y obedecer las normas, los parámetros y todo lo que ellos nos encomendaban. De la misma manera que les servimos a ellos,
them,
no importando la hora,
time,
no importando el lugar,
where,
no importando qué,
not even what,
pero de la misma forma que les servimos a ellos y a la congregación, nuestro corazón está dispuesto a servirle al Señor de la misma manera
fashion,
para ustedes. En cualquier momento,
in any moment,
en cualquier hora,
in any time,
en cualquier lugar,
in any place,
sabemos que Dios nos trajo acá,
we know that God has brought us here,
para contribuir con esto que Dios está haciendo,
to be able to construct what God is continuing doing.
Sabemos que Dios tiene cosas maravillosas,
we know that God has marvelous things.
Desde que venimos acá,
from the moment that we've come here,
Dios tiene cosas grandes,
we know that God has got great
nosotros
things.
Lo creemos,
we believe that.
Y seguiremos corriendo
and
en la visión.
We will continue with that vision.
Será un honor,
it will be an honor,
trabajar también para ustedes.
To be able to work with you guys as well.
Así como fue un honor trabajar con ustedes.
In the same fashion, it's been an honor to work with you.
Y nuestro agradecimiento
and our gratitude
a ustedes
to you
por abrirnos las puertas.
To be able to open your doors.
Por permitirnos trabajar acá.
To allow us to work here.
Por conocerlos.
To understand us, know us.
Por permitirnos amarnos.
To allowing us to love you.
Por permitirnos sentirnos amados.
To allow us to feel loved by you.
Siempre fuimos bien recibidos.
We were always well received here.
Siempre nos sentimos en familia.
We always felt like family here.
Siempre nos sentimos felices.
We always felt happy here.
No sabe cuánto le agradezco.
You have no idea how grateful I am.
Haber aprendido tanto.
To be able to have learned so much.
Cada día era un aprendizaje para
every
mí.
Every single day was a new message I've learned.
En tan solo 3 años.
In just 3 years.
Nos hizo sentir que toda una vida trabajé con usted.
You made us feel like we would be working with you forever.
Los amamos con todo el corazón.
We love you with all of our hearts.
Y estamos muy agradecidos.
And we are so grateful to you.
Y con ese mismo corazón.
And with that same heart.
Nos unimos
we
con
unite
ustedes.
Ourselves with you guys.
Que Dios los bendiga grandemente.
God bless you guys.
Son, from the beginning when I laid my hand upon you, did not I put within you even a fire for the souls of men? And this has marked you all the days of your life, and even as you grew and as you increased in the calling that I placed upon you. But at this time in your life, I shall also add unto you, in addition to that, I'm going to also add an anointing upon you and upon you both. And it shall be to even bring forth those into their calling. In fact, there's an anointing that will come upon you where I'm going to establish even a strong team. There are those who are not within the sound of my voice right now, but they're going to stand with you. But I'm also, there's an anointing upon you that will even help to see the restoration of callings in the lives of men and women. There are those who the enemy has even sidelined. But I'm going to use you to help bring them back even into the dynamic power of their calling. And I am giving you strength for what is before you. Even as I did with Joshua and Caleb. You'll have a wisdom that the years have given. But there'll be an anointing to walk with the young. And you will be as a father and even as a mother to a broken generation. It will not be an unusual thing where you will find yourself weeping. Weeping alone and weeping as you are before God, you'll be weeping for a broken generation. But out of that heart, son, there shall come a new power to catch the hearts of men. But you will not be as just an evangelist as you were in days past. You will be as a father. And there will be healing and there will be restoration. There's a mantle, a fresh mantle coming upon your lives. Even for this moment, God's prepared you for such a time as this. And son and daughter, you will be amazed at what shall begin to unfold before you. For in this day of release is indeed a release. But now that things have been released, there's other things I shall even add to your lives. And you will stand and you will rejoice. For you will even walk with men and women and my servants. You will walk and you will strengthen. In fact, there is going to be gifts and Pastor Diane, there is a new flow of the prophetic that will come out of you, but especially for leaders. And mingled with that will even be words of knowledge and spiritual insight that will be at a greater level than you've even had before. For I will use the both of you to help untangle what's been tangled up in the lives of my called ones. You'll be as a father, you'll be as a mother, even to those who are walking before me and they feel stuck. And the Lord says that He's going to enlarge your heart even for this territory, even for Long Island. There's an enlarging of heart for the territory. And the grace of God is upon you both, and I just felt this so strongly in the Lord, because you gave yourselves unreservedly to God's house. The Lord says, get ready. Your eyes are about to witness my hand at work in your house. For I have put promises. I have spoken to you. And I am not a man that should lie. Your eyes shall see the breaking forth of my glory even among your own seed. And you shall see what I will do, saith the Lord, and there will be great rejoicing, that you shall say, for God has visited our house in a great way. And now we also prayed, I'm going to ask my wife to join me, because of the role specifically you prayed, I'm going to ask Denise to pray, and I lay my hands just for great grace in this new season of your life.
Lord, I thank you, Lord. thank you so much for Pastors Diane and Eugene and Lord, how they have poured out and served you and served your people. And I even think of the times they met with me in my dark time in life, but way before I met Phil. And Lord, they've poured out and they've given to you and your people and counseling and being mentoring and preaching and praying, Lord. And we just thank you for them, God. And I pray, God, even in this latter years, God, that you would strengthen them, Lord. Lord, that they would be strong in mind, body, and spirit, oh God. And Lord, that they will see, Lord, the answers to the prayers, even the desires of their heart, Lord, that, you know, you put on the shelf. But Lord, I pray now, Lord, that those things, Lord, they would even be taken off the shelf, Lord, and that they would begin to see the fulfillment of prayers even prayed long ago in their personal life and in their family. And I agree with what Phil prophesied, Lord, that their family, as they sit around the table, Lord, and as they commune together, there's going to be talking about the things of God and praying together, Lord, and the children and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren, and Lord, that their entire household will be a household of faith, God. And we just declare that over them in Jesus' mighty name. I bless them, and I bless their family in Jesus' name.
Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we present to you your new pastors, Pastors Jimmy and Miriam.
Presentamos los nuevos pastores, Pastor Jimmy and Miriam.
The rest is up to you. Oops. Praise God. I'll take that. Amen. You may be seated. I present to you my wife, Miriam Jack.
Not going to be long. You know, today's my mom's birthday, and she's been gone for a couple of years. And wow. I was thinking about growing up and how, as a little girl, my mother every day would have us kneel at night before we went to bed and pray. And we would do it every single night. Me and my sisters would get together, and we would sit there, and we would fool around, and she'd be at the door yelling at us, you know. And the lessons that, as a young person, I learned from my parents, you know, how to love people. How my mother would always say, you know, always share your food because God will fill your stomach if you do that. If you share, your stomach will always be full. You know, and I learned forgiveness from my father, who was taken advantage of so many times. And he never had a bad thing to say. He was always like, that's okay. It's in God's hands. And I would get angry. You should be out there doing this. No, forgiveness. And so many lessons I learned as a young person. I think about what you said about, you know, the beginning from the end, eternity, from beginning to the end. And I think, you know, and as Jimmy came to me the other day and he told me, the pastor, that you were standing at the back of the door and you were just standing there. And he looked at you and asked you, Pastor, are you okay? And then you told the story of how you, when you were upstairs, you realized this was a change. And when he told me that, vision I got was of runners when they're passing the baton. And I thought, oh, what a wonderful time for Pastor to lose weight. Because he's been running and running and running and passing that baton, you know. And Pastor Diane, even what's happened to you lately, I know there's a purpose and a reason for that. As the word was given to you, this new stage in your life, because the end, you know, is better than the beginning. And there's so much more to do. And I think that God is just shifting it. Everyone around, it's time to shift, because I want you over here to do this. I need you over here to do that. And it's so wonderful that the congregation as well understands that. And the message today was powerful, and it was strong, and it was wonderful. And I'm not going to, I had a million things I was going to say, but I'm just going to give you one scripture. And it's from 2 Thessalonians 3:5. And it says, may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ. The love of God is what you need to be able to go and fulfill His purpose, to go out, minister, and bring them in, and the steadfastness of Christ to endure to the end. And so I leave you with that. And thank you. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. Amen. Miriam and I are just so honored to serve all of you. And we're here to serve with love. And Pastor Lennon and Damaris, we're here to serve you and your congregation, and we're so excited. And Pastor Eugene and Pastor Diane, we are so humbled and honored that God has led us here and for you to pass on that baton, that mantle of ministry, and we will be faithful. And your footprints and your spirit is here forever and in our lives. And I don't think there is probably a pastor on this earth that could have done what we have done together with your humility, Pastor Diane and Pastor Eugene. And your trust. Let's thank the Lord for these wonderful, precious souls. And Pastor Eugene and Pastor Diane will be with us working alongside of Miriam and I and all of us. And in September, we're having a wonderful celebration for them both. And so we'll let you all know to come and join with us. We're going to have a banquet of love. Amen. Now, I know it's been long, and I hope you're hungry. Because downstairs, we hooked up a beautiful banquet, a lunch downstairs of celebration. Amen. And I just want to share one thing. We want to have communion with you as one church. And as the ushers come, won't be long. And I have a message to share, but I'm just going to share the scripture in an outline, I promise. And so as the ushers are coming, here's the title of this message today. And I will preach it again when we have a combined service. And I call it Love Lessons at the Table. Love Lessons at the Table. You all know, especially our generation, we all grew up at the table. And we learned a lot at the table. And a lot of times we would get hit at the table. We would have discipline at the table. And I'm the youngest of nine. So we had the last supper table. 11 of us. But I sat next to my mother. My two crazy brothers sat next to my father. And at the table, they would once in a while get a crack to the left or a crack to the right. God gave me wisdom as a young boy to sit next to my mommy. My father sat at the other end. Come on, somebody. But I learned a lot at the table. At the kitchen table. I'll give you four lessons. Call these love lessons. Number one. God's divine plan behind the scenes of darkness.
debajo de la escena de la tiniebla.
No matter what you're facing,
no importando lo que estás enfrentando,
in the upper room,
en el aposento alto,
they're about to experience the most darkest time in all of their lives.
Iban a pasar por un momento tan grave, tan horrible en su vida.
As Jesus died on the cross,
mientras Jesús se moría en la cruz,
darkness came about the earth.
La tiniebla llegó a la tierra.
But on the third day, behind the scenes, on the third day, Jesus resurrected and brought the power of salvation to all who believe. Glory to God. Number two, and that is this, God's divine love in the midst of sinfulness. I'll just say this about him. Pastor Phil was referring. These disciples in the upper room. Excuse my expression. They were whacked out. They didn't know what was happening. They're ready to deny, betray, jockeying for position. Thomas, he's in the corner. I don't believe any of this.
No estaba creyendo nada.
But God.
Pero Dios.
Come on, somebody, but God.
Pero alguien diga, pero Dios. Amó tanto el pecador.
And here's the little truth about God, about Jesus.
Y esto es la verdad de Jesús.
Jesus doesn't run away from sinners.
Jesús no se corre afuera del pecado.
He runs to sinners.
Él corre hacia
Come on, somebody. Glory to God. And number three, as you're being served.
Y número tres.
And don't miss this.
Y esto es importante.
Don't miss this.
No pierdan esto.
God's divine brokenness.
El divino quebrantamiento.
That produces blessedness.
Que produce la bendición.
And when Jesus took bread.
Y cuando Jesús tomó el pan.
He broke it.
Él lo partió.
He broke it.
Partió.
And unless you're broken.
Y aunque ustedes están completamente quebrantados.
You'll never multiply.
Nunca vas a experimentar
Every
multiplicación.
One of us here
Cada uno de nosotros.
Will experience
vamos a experimentar.
A season of brokenness.
Una temporada de quebrantamiento.
And if you keep your eyes on the human being.
Y si te pones el enfoque a el humano.
That may have caused that brokenness.
Que quizá causó ese dolor.
That will turn into bitterness.
Eso va a causar o va a levantar bitterness, el rencor, rencor.
But if you keep your eyes on Jesus,
si mantenga su enfoque during, en la, el
that,
Señor,
during that brokenness,
en medio de ese quebrantamiento,
Jesus will turn that into blessedness.
Jesús se puede convertir eso en la bendición.
And finally, don't miss this.
Y finalmente,
remember this.
Recuerda esto.
Jesus said in doing this, he said, remember this.
Y él dijo, entre miedo estaba haciendo esto, dijo, recuerda esto.
The best is yet to come.
El mejor está todavía por venir.
Come on, somebody.
El mejor todavía está por venir.
That's it.
Y eso es el final.
My shortest sermon in history.
Mi sermón más corto que yo he predicado.
Amen. We didn't get served, but we'll get served.
They come.
Jesus took bread.
Jesús tomó el pan.
Could we stand together?
Podemos pararnos, ponernos de pie.
Jesus took bread.
Él tomó el pan.
And this is us before we come to Christ.
Y esto es nosotros antes de venir al Señor.
When we come to Christ.
Antes de venir al Señor.
He broke it.
Quebrantado.
So we could turn into blessedness.
Para convertir eso en una bendición.
He said, "This is my body."
Y él dijo, esto es mi cuerpo.
As often as you do this.
Mientras ustedes hagan esto.
Do this in remembrance.
Hagan esto en memoria de mí.
Lord, we thank you.
Te damos la gracia, Señor.
That you take brokenness
que tú tomas el quebrantamiento
and you turn it into blessedness.
Y te conviertas eso en una bendición.
Thank you for your broken
te damos la gracia, Señor, por tu cuerpo quebrantado
that we might be healed
para recibir sanidad
in Jesus name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Let's partake.
Yes.
Likewise, he took the cup.
Así mismo él tomó el vaso.
Thank God that he shed his blood.
Damos la gracia que él derramó su sangre.
Because the Bible says,
porque la Biblia dice,
without the shedding of blood,
sin la sangre de Jesús,
there's no forgiveness of sin.
No podemos recibir el perdón de nuestro pecado.
And because of the blood,
y por la sangre,
we're all here.
Cada uno de nosotros estamos aquí.
Redeemed.
Redimido.
Saved.
Salvado.
And when we fall,
y cada vez que nosotros caemos,
we sin,
y nosotros pecamos,
God's grace is there.
La gracia de Dios siempre está
because
ahí.
Of the blood.
Simplemente por la
partake.
Sangre del Señor.
Hallelujah. 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 Come on, give him some glory.
Dale gloria, Señor.
In here today, before we leave and go downstairs to eat, good food.
Antes de bajarnos y despedirnos,
good celebration.
Y comer buena comida.
Let's say this prayer together.
Vamos a declarar esta oración juntos.
Let's praise Jesus.
Vamos a alabar al Señor.
With our hearts.
Con nuestro corazón.
As our Lord.
Como Señor.
As our Savior.
Como Salvador.
As our King.
Como Rey.
As our everything.
Como todo.
Would you say this with me?
¿Puede declarar esto conmigo?
Jesus.
Señor.
I declare.
Yo declaro.
You are my Lord.
Tú eres mi Señor.
My Savior.
Mi Salvador.
My Healer.
Mi Sanador.
My Provider.
Mi Proveedor.
My everything.
Mi todo.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory a Dios. Yeah. Glory to God. Love to you all. If you're here for the first time, we want to meet you.
Si esta es la primera vez que usted está aquí, queremos encontrarnos.
And this is our combined service.
Y esto es los servicios juntos.
That we have about every 3 months.
Y cada tres meses tenemos.
Spanish service at 9 a.m.
Servicio de español a las 9 de la mañana.
English service at 11 a.m.
Inglés a las 11.
And let's thank the Lord for Lewis, our New York City police officer, who's also a preacher and a worship. Thank you, Lewis. May the Lord bless you. We'll see you downstairs.
Que el Señor le bendiga. Nos vemos abajo.
Let's break bread together.